G'day, Noel. It's Dave. How are you?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate. Where are you? In a recording studio somewhere?
I'm in my recording studio in London.
Oh, very nice, mate. Is that sort of home away from home during lockdown?
Yes, indeed it is.
Yeah?
It's a little haven. My wife thinks I've been making a record for a year, but I've actually been just eating crisps and listening to the radio.
Fart asking about. Do you have any like pinball or any toys in there, or is it just?
No. It's a place of work. But it's nice to get away from the grind sometimes.
Yeah, I bet, mate. How has lockdown been for you, by the way? I mean, this is your home away from home. Has this been where you've been during lockdown?
Well, on a professional level and on a creative level, it's been great. I've written more songs than I would normally do, and I've finished off more songs, two of which are on the best of. But on a personal level, it's not been great at all. I've not enjoyed it. The novelty wore off after about 6 weeks, and my family struggled a little bit. Same as everybody. You know, you don't realise how much you miss everyday life until everyday life doesn't exist anymore. And then you're kind of rummaging around for things to do. Now, luckily, if you're creative, you can never get bored because your imagination is where you live most of the day anyway. But my kids suffered a bit. My wife suffered a bit. Yeah. So it wasn't great.
Homeschooling, it was like everybody else. The kids were home on the laptops.
On a laptop, in their underpants, eating toast at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, learning absolutely nothing.
Right. Were you doing any instructions as well? Were you giving any advice as a parent?
No. I went to school 40 years ago. Yeah. I'm not going back to school now for you, so you're on your own, mate.
Are they good at any particular subjects? Is there something they've got strengths in, like, you know, art, or is it music, or is it, you know, writing, maths?
My eldest son is very good doodling art. He's got the artistic gene. My little fella, he's a bulldozer. He's into football. He wants to be a zoologist.
Ah, right.
And I was like, you might want to set your sights a little bit lower there, mate.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So you've come out of lockdown now, or are you still sort of coming out slowly in the UK?
About 10 days ago, we came out of like heavy lockdown.
Right.
So things are starting to open. You can eat outside a restaurant, but you can't go in.
Oh, okay.
And you can drink outside a pub, but you can't go indoors.
Right.
But on May the 17th is when we come out of lockdown fully.
Mm. Have you been to the pub yet? Have you had an outside drink?
No, because it's freezing here.
Oh, right, okay. Still cool.
You know, in about 6 weeks, it'll be nice and warm, and then we can sit outside all day. But
yeah,
people have been braving like the cold to sit outside and, you know, drink with a parka on.
No, when you've got a nice recording studio there, why would you need to go out, Noel? Yeah. Have you had the jab yet? Have you had like vaccinations and things like that?
I've not been offered it
yet,
because I'm not on the National Health, so I've got to register and all that. But I think I'll get it eventually. I'll have to get it to work anyway. So I've got no problem with it at all. But no, I'll get it eventually.
Hey, 10 years ago, at the end of Oasis, you went back into the studio, or did you have one of those, you know, what the hell have I done moments? That band's finished. What do I do now? You start the High Flying Birds. 10 years ago, what was on your mind then?
That question, I never ask myself that question, like, what am I going to do now? Because I always have enough music to be getting on with. 12 years ago would be when we broke up. So for that 2 years, I did nothing. I just kind of went on holiday and had a bit of time off.
Mm.
And then I'd already written what was going to be the next Oasis album. I'd written all my parts in it anyway. Yeah. I just booked a studio and took it one song at a time. And then eventually I finished an album, and then I put a band together and then just took it step by step, really. I didn't have any great expectations for it. I wasn't feeling nervous or anything. I obviously never done it before, so I was a bit intrigued as to how it was going to go. Kind of reminded me of the early days of Oasis, where you didn't really know what was going to happen, and you kind of thought you were great, but you didn't know if anybody else was going to think you were great. It was just interesting to see what it was that was out there for me. I've enjoyed every single moment of it, I have to say.
Going into the start of Oasis, you mentioned sort of being naive and that. That'd be a blessing in a way, though, not knowing what's coming and with a lot of freedom, I'd imagine.
Well, I try and explain to people regularly that it's a real, you're very, very lucky to have got to my age in Oasis, which I think was 43. Usually your life is mapped out for you by then. You know what you're going to do until the day you die.
Yeah.
When you're in a big band like that. I thought it was a gift that I could start a new career in my mid-40s and start something new and meet new people and just go on a new journey. So I looked at it like that. I didn't look at it. I wasn't scared at all. If High Flying Birds would have bombed, I would have become a professional songwriter and wrote songs for other people. But it's been a gift. It's been an absolute gift to have two careers.
And the second part of your career with the High Flying Birds, you must be thrilled with, because the albums you put out have been unreal.
Well, because in Oasis, you were writing for a band that was in fact a brand and had a very strong identity. And actually, looking back with hindsight, it was a very narrow set of rules that vibe was stadium rock, and that was it. So everything that you wrote had to be run past a few people. Now, I just do whatever I feel like doing and be damned with the consequences.
Yeah, that's right. So you mentioned you've been writing a lot. So is a new album in the works? Is this what's going to come after this anniversary album?
Yeah, this year will be kind of all about this best of. And then next year, I'm halfway through writing a new record. And I think next year I'll start recording properly. And then that'll take about a year. And then 2023, get hopefully the live music scene will have come up with a new format so we can all get back to some kind of sense of taking a show on the road for the people. I think the people will need it eventually, because to go this long without live music is crazy.
It is.
Definitely just keeping on doing the same thing. And then obviously we've had to slow down a bit, but I'm halfway through a record and it's sounding pretty good.
Awesome. And I suppose also, just getting back to the live music thing, the music community has been hit pretty bloody hard worldwide, you know, with this lockdown. And that's not just the singer and the songwriters and the bands, it's the road crew, it's the promoters, it's everybody. So it's been a real kick in the guts for this industry for the last 12 months.
Yeah, I mean, on top of all that, we've got Brexit to deal with here, so we're not even sure how we're going to tour Europe.
Wow.
Yeah, so we would just ordinarily just get on a bus and go. Now you have to apply to every single country for a visa for every single member, and you have to declare every single piece of equipment that you're bringing to every country. So that in itself is a total nightmare.
Yeah.
On top of that, you've got COVID rules and all that. So it really is, it's going to take a long time to sort out. So I'll probably take a step back until 2023 and let everybody else lose a load of money. And then I'll just kind of swan in at the end say, you should have known this way.
Well, you could always come to Australia, Noel, and quarantine here for a couple of weeks in a dodgy motel in the city, and then you're free to do what you want to do. But that's the price you're going to pay.
I've always loved going to Australia. I could think of worse places to quarantine, I have to say.
Yeah, oh, mate, we love having you here. I've seen you a couple of times perform with the High Flying Birds at the Palais Theatre here in St Kilda, and with U2, you supported, which I think you had a bigger crowd watching you as a support act for U2 than the actual band. So there's a real appetite for your band.
Yeah. It's a testament to the power of the songs, really.
Yeah.
I did something really special in my time in Oasis, and people like what I do, and which is why I'll keep on doing it. You know, like most things with day-to-day life these days, you can't look too far into the future now, because you really don't know what's going to happen in the next 2 years. So, I can't wait to get back out. And in a couple of years, I'll be itching. Because, you know, you want to play new songs to the people and all that. So, you know, it'll happen in its own time, and it'll be great when it happens.
We're about to play the new song. It's called We're On Our Way Now, which is from the 10th anniversary album, Back the Way We Came, Volume 1. Tell us a bit about this song, Noel. What's the story behind We're On Our Way Now, which sounds brilliant, by the way. Our audience is going to love this.
Well, it was half a song that I had left over from, I think it was in between the first and second albums, and I never really got round to finishing it. And of course, with lockdown, I started to look back over all unfinished songs, and I found four that I thought were really good. They're the four I recorded for the best of, and two came out really good, which is two that people will hear on it. I said when I was doing the best of that I'd only put new tracks on it if they were as good as all the other stuff on it.
Yeah.
Because usually new tracks are just cobbled together just to sell it. I have to say the two that are on there are probably two of the best tracks on it. So I'm very pleased, very pleased.
It's fantastic. It's the 10th anniversary album, a bunch of great songs, two new songs as Noel just mentioned. Mate, thank you so much for having a chat to us, and stay safe and keep doing what you're doing.
You too.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks again, Noel.
See you later.